In the fight against climate change, one everyday item could become a viable renewable energy source. Food waste. Home biogas is a system that breaks down food waste into energy through the process of anaerobic digestion. That's when, in the absence of oxygen, microbes break down organic matter such as food waste, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. While home biogas is relatively new, using anaerobic digestion for the purpose of breaking down food waste isn't. Shakira Hobbs is an assistant professor at the University of California, Irvine. She finds one challenge of anaerobic digestion is ensuring the pH is balanced.
You don't want to create a pickled environment. You want it to be in the pH range of 6.8 and 7.2. Another challenge is the food waste. So before you can put it into your anaerobic digester, you need to be able to break it down into small pieces.
She says to think of this like human digestion, where chewing breaks down food into smaller parts before swallowing. Hobbs says getting the pH to a less acidic level would require something like manure or sludge, which would be easier to obtain in a rural environment. In cities and urban areas, some wastewater treatment plants utilize anaerobic digestion, although they don't always use the fuel it produces. One question Hobbs poses regards whether food waste needs to be in a landfill or can it go to a wastewater plant for anaerobic digestion. However, not all food waste is a prime candidate for this. She describes what food waste would work for anaerobic digestion.
You don't want to put bones into your anaerobic digester because it doesn't break down as quickly as readily available. So your banana peels are something that's great. Your leafy vegetables, a majority of your fruits. Your meats are fine as well.
Hobbs notes the process is akin to composting. She thinks the area for innovation with this would be single-family homes or making this available for community use. She has brought anaerobic digestion to other parts of the world as the co-founder of BioGals, which aims to empower women of color and work with communities to co-create solutions for a climate-friendly world. For Public News Service, I'm Edwin J. Vieira. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org. This story was produced with original reporting from Laren Brink for Royal Examiner.